I'm sure I look better from further away anyways. So, what was I saying? Welcome, visitors. I don't want you to miss that. We're glad you're here. So faith, in Greek, pistis, has multiple forms. So we can have faith in the sense of, like, firm belief. Like, I have faith in the youth of our parish. I have faith that Michigan's drought against its rival is soon to end. Now, I bet you're glad you heard that. Another form is like that of devotion. Father might say, I have a deep devotion to my parish family, but mostly the ones that bring me food. So we readily say, I have faith, I trust you, God, but do we remember his desire that he might trust us? Abraham's descendants became as numerous as the stars in the sky, not only because he trusted God, but as we can hear, because God trusted him. Mutual trust is a must in any worthwhile endeavor. Up until 1945, more than 6 million Jewish citizens died at the hands of Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany in their murderous march through Europe. Each of you, as an American Christian, you can take great pride in knowing there was a response. In the name of justice and compassion, in what Commander Dwight D. Eisenhower called his crusade, On June 6, 1944, D-Day, some 180,000 strong troops. Think of Ohio State and Michigan both having a home football game. That's kind of getting in the ballpark of that amount of people. They landed on the shores of Normandy, France. So, Operation Overlord, as it was codenamed, was the first step in stomping out the evil tyranny of Nazi Germany, freeing countless citizens from terror. Now, as impressive as D-Day's thundering arrival was, it was in fact the preparation behind the scenes leading up to that day that empowered it. And so it was. That a certain bond of trust, this had been established between those who prepared and those who would carry it out. Here's just a short list. Mock bunkers were built at training facilities for months of practice for D-Day. Two frogmen swam to the Normandy shore under the cover of night and collected sand samples, by which engineers would determine the best beaches for the tanks and heavy equipment to come ashore. Reconnaissance aircraft flew high-risk missions and snapped photographs of roads and terrain. Undercover commandos snuck behind enemy lines to steal away weapons data. The list goes on, but you get the point. D-Day didn't just happen in 24 hours. It happened because 180,000 strong had faith in those who prepared for it, and those who prepared had faith that their courageous troops would carry it out. What a striking resemblance to what a meaningful relationship with the Lord is like. In a word, trusting. Abraham, him and generations after, Isaac, Moses, David, John the Evangelist, Peter, Paul, Christ himself, to your immediate ancestors, your grandparents, your parents, anyone who has led you to an active Christian life, All of these believed and trusted that faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Therefore, preparing the way to salvation for countless Christians like yourself. Yes, trusting God's will for each of us, albeit often hard to know what's to come, ultimately leads us to know, as Paul insists, that God is not ashamed to be our God. And Christ affirms, your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Okay, so that's established. We trust the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But again, do we remember his desire that he might trust us? One might say, God trust me? As if that matters in the big picture? You better believe it. God is not indifferent to our life choices. He glories in the faithful servant who knows his will. He cares that we might be prepared for his coming. In this sense, friends, Jesus, by this parable today, is conveying to us, yes, Peter, it's meant for everyone. Jesus is conveying that if you think you or your actions are irrelevant in the big picture, think again, we're in this together. Yes, the God who knit you together in the womb, who counts the hairs on your head, he would never count your friendship so insignificant as to mean nothing to the big picture, to Christianity. Case in point, Abraham, called in Scripture the friend of God, right? By faith, he comes to the final test. And seeing Abraham's faithfulness, listen to the Father. Speaks through the angel. Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on the boy. Do not do the least thing to him. Listen. For now I know that you fear God, since you did not withhold from me your son. For now I know. In other words, I wasn't sure, but your actions just proved I can trust you. Yes, the Lord is so pleased at those times that we prove our friendship and faith in him. It's worth serious reflection, friends. Am I doing the things that prove to the Father that he can trust me? Christ says, blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. So the bond of trust on D-Day stomped out evil and led to victory. The bond of trust between us in the Holy Trinity leads to that inexhaustible treasure in heaven. God love you.